Cautiously worded as it was, he did say that if an independent Scotland kept the pound, it might need to give up some sovereignty. So our reporter Tim Johns explains.
Imagine. It's September the 19th, 2014, and the people of Scotland are nursing their heads after either celebrating or drowning their sorrows at the fact they've voted to become an independent nation. But they're going to need some iron brew to clear their vision, because they face a quandary. What currency should a shiny new independent Scotland have?
Excuse me, can we just keep the pound, please?
Good question, my Scottish friend. Yesterday, Mark Carney, the Canadian who runs the Bank of England, addressed the issues Scotland could face if it wanted to continue sharing the pound used by the rest of the UK. This morning, the Financial Times summarised his long-winded, carefully worded, impartial and very technocratic speech with one line.
Scotland, you can't have your oatcake and eat it.
In other words, it might prove tricky for Scotland to keep the pound, but also to be truly independent. Let's explore what he was getting at. Settle down, settle down. Take your seats in class. I'm just going to pop my economics teacher's hat on. So, yes, Scotland could keep the pound, but then it would have to agree with Westminster how its monetary policy is run.
Sir, what's monetary policy?
Well, monetary policy involves interest rates and the price of currency. Scotland would need to be in a monetary union with the rest of the UK. But Mark Carney also said that monetary unions can be problematic. Have a listen.
They would need to consider carefully what the economics of currency unions suggest are the necessary foundations for a durable union.
Katie, keep your eyes open. So this monetary union might also need fiscal union.
Sir, what's fiscal union?
Well, fiscal policy is all about taxation and spending and borrowing. So a fiscal union would mean decisions on those things would have to be taken centrally. Steve, Harry, stop talking. I hate being a teacher, I quit.
What's the point of being independent if our currency, our interest rates and our taxation and spend is all mainly controlled by another country?
And in this case, of course, that would be the country that Scotland just left. And it's a good question. So if Scotland doesn't keep the pound, what else could it do? It could join the euro. Or could it? Would the Scottish people want to join the euro? And would the eurozone want Scotland? What's more, apparently you need to have had your own currency for at least a couple of years, which obviously Scotland wouldn't have. And that neatly brings us on to the third option. Scotland opts to have its own currency. It could be called the thistle, or the Scottish pound, the tartan dollar. And the economics of that we'll leave for another day.